Well, since it was uncovered that there were dangerous chemicals in the soil and in the land in and around Williamtown, it's all sorts of things have happened since then, and a lot of work going on behind the scenes to try and get some resolutions, to try and be able to get the area good again. The Fullerton Cove Action Group is someone that's on the scene at the moment, and Lindsay Clout joins us from the group. Lindsay, good morning to you. What is the latest situation for residents in the area facing PFAS contamination?
Good morning, Mark. Well, little has changed. What we're faced with is that 2 years down the track from when this was announced, the chemical's still running off the base. I mean, sure, as you said, there's been a lot of things going on. There's been a lot of pressure applied by us and our elected representatives, but at this stage, there doesn't seem to be a very strong commitment from our federal government to do something about this.
Lindsay, why do you think that that is still the case? Because this has been going on for quite a while now. Has it been put in the too hard basket, do you think, or is there something else at play?
Well, I think that's a view that certainly is worth adopting. We told, early in the piece, we told Defence quite clearly that the longer they take to take some action to clean this up, the bigger their problem is going to be. And I mean, that was an obvious comment because the plume is growing, the contamination is spreading. And what seems to be happening is the longer they take, the bigger it gets, the more difficult it gets. So then the harder it gets for them to do something about it. And it just seems to be a snowballing effect. That we've now got 18 sites around the country that have been identified. And as an example, there is a current advertisement out by the Department of Defence calling for tenders and calling for personnel to form a PFAS team for a clean-up. Now, would you believe that? 2 years on from the announcement and we still haven't got a team together, we're advertising?
Lindsay, with there being 2 years on, and I guess there are so many sites now that have been affected by this, what are some of the experts that I'm sure you're talking to in other parts of the country, what are they saying that needs to be done sooner rather than later? In fact, yesterday.
Well, essentially, people are saying to us that if you can't remove yourself from the exposure in the area, you need to move away from the area because the chemical is still running off the base. I mean, it's a pretty simple formula. We've been saying it for 2 years. Stop the leak and clean up the mess. The leak hasn't been stopped. There are piles and piles of excavated soil on the base with plastic laid over the top of them because they haven't come to terms with how they're going to deal with that. I mean, it's really a simple equation. Stop the leak, clean up the mess.
You would think it would be so simple, but for one reason or other, Lindsay, that hasn't happened. Look, with the committee that's sort of being formed at the moment, there were some rumblings not long ago from Parliamentary Secretary for the Hunter, Scott McDonald, claiming that residents did not want politicians on that committee, but apparently that's a little bit far from what you guys actually want.
Well, there was some misleading information that bubbled up there, and to just put it in perspective for you, that as I've explained, here we are 2 years down the track and we don't seem to be moving very far forward, and the community in general is shifting away from frustration into an anger mode. I mean, people are just so sick of waiting and having their lives on hold for the last couple of years. So any comments that are made, really, that anger starts to bubble out. Now, with regard to our elected representatives, and I can say to you that our elected representatives have been in our corner right from the beginning of this. I mean, the number of times that the contamination issue has been taken to federal and state parliament by our representatives, I've lost count of. So if you consider that we hear that the group that the elected representatives had for communication was going to be disbanded and then they weren't going to be included on our community reference group, that really was a tipping point. I mean, that's why there was quite an explosion of comment on the issue.
Lindsay, it must be very frustrating rather for yourself and the residents in the area. Hopefully some common sense can prevail and we can get moving it fast forward on this. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and concerns with us this morning.
No problem, Mark.
From the Fullerton Cove Action Group, Lindsay Clout on what seems to still be, 2 years in? A lot of inaction. Hopefully that can be turned around very, very soon in the Williamtown area. 2NURFM, it's 18 to 10.